Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for another opportunity to proclaim your word to the world. We pray now, Father, that you will guide and direct us into your holy and perfect will, that we will do those things that would edify you and glorify the kingdom. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all. And in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to the Antioch family, to those of you that are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from a couple of scriptures, one in Malachi 3 and 1, and the second one is in Luke 1, verses maybe 5 through 13. Malachi 3 and 1, and Luke 1, verses 5 through 13. And when you have found it, say amen. If you need more time, say, wait a minute. There's a wait a minute. Malachi 3 and 1, and we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delighted in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. And in Luke 1, verses about 5 through maybe 13, we find these words. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah, of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lots was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Thank you. You may be seated. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayers is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. I want to use our topic this morning, when God was silent, he sent a messenger. When God was silent, he sent a messenger. This is an unusual message because it falls in line with the coming of the Messiah. But it also has application to us today because God always has a way of notifying us of events which are to come. There's nothing in our life that should catch us by surprise because in God's infallible word, all of the things that have been sanctioned, declared, and decreed has already been foretold. Certainly we do not know tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. And as believers, we have been guided, directed, and empowered to know the will of God because we have studied to show ourselves approved. And so when we think about our particular text this morning and our message this morning, it have relevancy into the life of not only those that were in the Old Testament, but it have relevancy in our contemporary life, in our contemporary setting even today. My brothers and sisters, have there ever been a time in your life that you sometime wondered if God is hearing you? Maybe you were going through something or experiencing a difficult situation. Or maybe you were experiencing something, some unusual circumstances. And you called out to God, and it seemed that your prayers or your petitions were not answered. Many of us that are here this morning, I know, can actually attest that we've experienced a situation like that, and each one of us experiences uniquely different. But my brothers and sisters, in those times that God, we see God is still working, because God is not silent, but God is watching and God is waiting. He is watching and waiting. Because there's a time in our life that we need to do something as well. Because Ecclesiastes tells us, to everything there is a season and there is a time. And my brothers and sisters, there's a season and a time because our prayers are being answered based on God's timing. So many times we want an instant resolution or instant solving of the things that we are experiencing or the things that we're going through. But my brothers and sisters, our time is not God's time. God can and God will use our circumstances as well as our difficult situation to speak to us and get our attention. Anybody been spoken to? Through your trials and your tribulation, what is God saying to you and I? And the truth of the matter is, God does hear our prayers the first time we pray. God is all-knowing. God knew when we were going to pray before we prayed it. He knew what we were going to do before we did it. And God is answering our prayers even before we even made the request. But, my brothers and sisters, in his silence, we see the sovereignty and the providence of God. God's sovereignty and God's providence, his power, his might, and God's ability to rule and to govern. If we go back and look at the book of Genesis, in the beginning of the creative order, there was complete silence. No audible sound, nothing was established before God did something unusual. Until God spoke, my brothers and sisters, in that creative order, nothing existed until he uttered a word. The voice of God moved and everything he said came into existence. So there was silence until God spoke. So when we or when God get ready to speak, things will happen. You miss your shout. When God get ready to speak, things will happen. Your health condition, just wait, because God is about to speak. Your finances, just wait, because God is about to speak. My brothers and sisters, when we see what God is up to, we see that when God is silent, he's about to send a messenger, or he's about to send a message. And that message can come in various forms. And in those forms can come in various ways. They may come through people, they may come through angels, or they may come through personal situation. But my story is concerning what the Lord's story is. At one point in the biblical narrative, God was quiet. And there was, according to scripture, 400 years where God was silent. Between the Old Testament and the New Testament, this is commonly called the intertestamental period, which leads up to the birth of John the Baptist. This was a time when God did not speak. Neither was there any scripture written. The 400 years of silence began with a warning that closed the Old Testament, and later we would see the birthing of the New Testament. So one of the defining questions there would be, why was God quiet? There was a gap. There was a distance between what was old, the old covenant, and the new. And maybe at times when we think about it, some theologians have suggested that God was really quiet, or God was quiet for 400 years. And I began to think about that because I thought about how some people, when they are upset or angry, they don't say anything. Is it possible that maybe God had been watching what he had created? Everything that he had made was created by him. And now we know that man's heart was all messed up, and God was watching and God was waiting. And then I'm reminded of how God is slow to anger in Psalms 145 and 8. God is slow to anger, and maybe is it possible that because the world had become so corrupt through all of the lineage and all of the generation, God was simply holding back something. I'm reminded of a covenant that God made with Noah, and that covenant was that he would no longer destroy the world by water, but by fire next time. Is it possible that God had seen the frailties of man, and yet God was now looking at a world, and God says, for 400 years, I've got to be quiet because I'm slow to anger, because I've seen the way, the heart, the conscience, and the character of man whom I had made in my image and likeness. So now I'm not going to.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Hey, anyone.